Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey, friend, I am excited that you're here. Thank you for joining me. And also, don't forget, if you're here, hit the follow button. That way you do not miss an episode moving forward. Now, today, we're going to be learning, well, I'm just going to be discussing how to let go of offense and move forward with God's help. Now, this is a topic that I hear about in the Facebook group. So that's also an area where I would love for you to join us. It's free, but it's a private Facebook community where I get to know more about you, more about your heart, what you're going through, what you're wrestling, what you need prayer for. I am active in there. I am commenting and I'm here to be with you. So inside the Facebook group, I often hear this question, how do I let go of offense? It comes for us. It comes for all of us. Somebody says something, somebody looks at us a very specific way. So I know what it looks like to ask for help, to feel the pain and really just want someone to listen. Holding an offense, oh, that was something I was really good at. And now I know it still comes for me, but I'm getting better. I know what it's like for my pain to not feel heard. And that really drove me to hold more offense because I didn't think anyone cared. I know that my heart did not need another to-do list or Bible verse to memorize. How about yourself? For me personally, it was this idea that, well, I just have to let God love me more and I have to do all this stuff and I just have to let it go. And that sounds great and it sounds easy, but it's quite the process to really become unoffendable. And a lot of that is our relationship with God and moving forward with God's help. So I know what it's like to feel like the outcast. I didn't grow up in church. I lost my virginity at a very young age. I made my body my idol. I wanted men to love me and to notice me. I am the girl with a dark past. So I know what it's like to feel like a burden to those around you and how easily that burden can turn into an offense, right? We're upset, we're outraged, we're confused by the lack of love that we feel by those who are supposed to love us and support us the most. But I'm here to tell you that you are never a burden to God. You cannot exhaust or empty His love for you. God isn't asking you to have it all together, to right your own wrongs, or to try to do it all yourself and to prove yourself worthy of some kind of love. He's already invited you to the table. You don't have to wait to be invited to the popular table or for somebody to notice you. He's welcoming the pain and the offense. Let's first kind of talk a little bit about what the spirit of offense is. Now, this is something that I talk about inside of my course, Spiritual Growth Framework, where I really help women go from hurting to hopeful and finding what it means to truly trust God and have a relationship with Him. And this is a huge piece of it, is that we are so easily burdened by the pain that we feel that everything becomes an offense. So let's talk about the spirit of offense. It's mentioned several times in the Bible, particularly in the New Testament. But according to scripture, the spirit of offense is a negative influence that causes people to be easily offended, resentful, and bitter. Now, I'm sure that you can even recognize that this spirit can divide, it disrupts communities, it wants to break apart relationships, and it often stems from a lack of humility, forgiveness, and love. When we hold offense, we can really often correlate that with our lack of forgiveness. Ugh, I know you're probably like, ugh, it stings and it hurts, but I get it. The Bible refers to spirit offense as a spirit that easily is upset or disheartened by the actions or words of others. And that really can cause us to have that resentment and bitterness. In Matthew 18:7, Jesus says, "Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to the man by whom the offense comes." This verse highlights the importance of avoiding causing offense to others and avoiding being easily offended ourselves. 1 Corinthians 13:5 also mentions the importance of love, but in overcoming the spirit of offense. Love bears all things, it believes all things, it hopes all things, it endures all things. When we are reading this verse, it reminds us what true love is characterized by: an ability to bear with one another, even when we are wronged, and to remain hopeful and really endure even in the face of offense. Now, I do want to say not all offenses are created equal. And we have to be careful that an offense is actually not manipulation or abuse as well. But often, I want to say most of the time, but when we have an offense, it's when our feelings are hurt and have been hurt based on our perception or our belief of what has been done or said. Now, let's talk about a few things on what we can do to really not take offense to this. One is practice self-awareness. This is something I talk about inside of my course, Spiritual Growth Framework, and also inside of my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, a lot. I'm not referring to self-awareness as self-growth or to imply that we need to focus on ourselves, but to be a mature, emotionally healthy, spiritually healthy adult, we do have to have a sense of self-awareness. What we're saying to others, how we're treating people, like that's self-awareness. It's being aware of our actions. And we really want to take the time to reflect on what triggers us and what our tendencies are when we tend to feel defensive. So understanding that better, especially about yourself and your awareness of that, can help you recognize that, okay, this situation is important for me to recognize because I know I might take offense here. It's just that practicing of self-awareness so that the Holy Spirit can provide the transformation so that we can be loved into truth by God and that He can walk with us and help us to see the different perspectives going on. The second thing is cultivate a life-giving, objective perspective. Now, this is important because instead of focusing on the negative, we focus on the positive aspects of the situation. And this can really shift your perspective and reduce your tendency to take offense. Now, again, not all situations are created equal. So you have to really discern here. Is this my feelings being hurt? Did this person look at me wrong? Did she say this in a way that upset me, but maybe she doesn't know? There are a lot of different situations. So of course, I'm speaking in a very general term and in a general sense of things. But an example of this is when we have an objective perspective, we are not taking our feelings really and creating emotional loops with them. We're taking ourselves out for just a second and we're saying, you know what? Maybe this person is having a really bad day and they're not communicating this with me. Maybe they just got a bad phone call. Maybe they don't even recognize their face or the things that they said. Maybe that they've had years of pain themselves that is basically being dumped onto you. So there are so many perspectives, but it's easy for us and for the enemy to come in and convince us it's all us. It's something we did wrong. And then we become defensive and we hold on to this offense. And so really just creating an objective perspective. And again, I talk about these inside of my course, Spiritual Growth Framework, and my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. If you want just a starting place and you love to read, get my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. If you want to be able to have visuals and homework to work through, meaning really be able to process based on your learning style, whether it's video and connecting in different ways, I would highly recommend investing in the Spiritual Growth Framework course, because I actually walk through that course with you. Very personal level. So we go deep and not wide. But using empathy is the next one. We want to try to understand the other person's perspective and the reasons behind their behavior. This is important because we can get such a different point of view and not take things so personally. Now, this is one that is really like, should be really number one. These are in no specific order, mind you, but it's forgiving others. This is the key to not taking offense, because holding on to resentment and anger only harms us and leads us into deeper feelings of offense. We want to seek out support. It's another one of how to not take offense. We want to surround ourselves with supportive people who can encourage and uplift us, especially in situations. We want people to be around us that maybe are not involved in the situation, but that can help us. We want to seek out different perspectives and not just people that are constantly agreeing with us. And these steps can really help us to develop resilience and not take offense, especially as we become more spiritually mature and in our relationship with God. How do we let offenses go if they've already come? Maybe that's what you're thinking, because we talked about how to not take offense, but what if they're already here? I think that this always comes back to forgiveness. That breaks the bondage that offense has kept you in, forgiveness. We lean on God for strength and support because we know we can be honest with him. Nothing is hidden from him. He sees everything. That means he sees what's been done to you. He sees what we do in our pain and in our hurt. We cannot escape the love of God in our lives. So let's first get honest about the offense in our hearts. When the Bible talks about offense, it comes from this Greek word for bait. And when I had read that and was researching that, I was like, oh, it's so true. The enemy is going to bait us with our pain, right? He's going to say, but what about this? And what about that? And this person did this and this person did that. And he wants to keep you stuck in your offense. So of course he's going to bait you with it. And he wants you to be offended. Regardless of the words or what is said, we can hand the offense over to God. The second thing, forgiveness begins to release the pain you hold and carry because you are no longer the one trying to make it right. We know God knows our pain, but he is a gentleman. He isn't going to beg you or plead you to give it to him because he knows his best. He's going to want you to choose the best. Third, you're going to have to repeat this over and over again. It's easy to say we forgive and make it in a form of lip service, but it doesn't make it all go away, because it happened to all of you. It happened in your spirit. It happened in your soul, and it happened in your body. So offense and forgiveness go hand in hand. You can cancel the debt that you think the other person owes you for the pain that they caused, because it's at the table where we meet Jesus for our feelings to be seen, heard, and handled with care. One thing I want you to remember is that as adults, we can experience emotional healing, whether someone recognizes our pain or not. Our next course of action is going to depend on the circumstances and how God's word speaks to us in a particular situation that we bring to him. So if you need more resources on offense, again, pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. Join us inside of the Spiritual Growth Framework course. And most importantly, it's time to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live. If you are just sick and tired of feeling basically bogged down by your past, if you're sick of being offended, if you're sick of feeling anger, if you're sick of having big and heavy emotions and feeling stuck in your past, let's take action. Let's do something about it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying you're never not going to have pain. But what I am saying is that you're going to be able to process pain in a healthy manner and move through it more quickly. I'm rooting for you, friend. Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wish I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God, a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved, a place where you feel like you didn't have to hide? Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.